USA Radio News with Wendy King.
British officials are saying that the Kremlin plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine and has a potential candidate ready. They say that Yevhen Muriev, a former member of parliament in Ukraine, would be considered if Russian President Vladimir Putin decides to invade the country. Moscow denies the accusations, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken describes concerns about Russia.
We've been concerned and have been warning about exactly these kind of tactics for weeks, and we talked about that publicly, that Russia would try to, in some way, topple or replace the government. Just a few days ago, we sanctioned four Russian agents in Ukraine who were engaged in destabilizing activities. This is very much part of the Russian playbook.
Blinken appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine are on standby to be evacuated if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.